Hi, everybody. Welcome to Domain Sherpin. Thank you for tuning into the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Sherpa short titled Get the Bag, where I'm joined by Drew and Chris, and the guys talk about 2025 and what they see on the horizon for 2026, focusing on some of the major trends that we've seen and continue to see. So, of course, we focus a lot on AI, talking about its influence in the past year and how we see it playing out into the future, both how it will impact the domain market and how to best leverage AI tools as a domain investor or a domain business. All that and more is coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at DS.TV. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button where you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. And big shout out to Unstoppable Domains, the ICANN accredited registrar that gives domainers power tools and the lowest pricing in the industry. They've just joined the Afternic Fast Transfer Network and offer fully featured landers with LTO, self-brokerage, and just 3% commissions. You can also register $5.coms every Friday, so talk to them on X or NamePros to learn more. And also, big shout out to Escrow.com. Here at Media Options, we relied on Escrow.com for years. They've handled some of our biggest deals, including 7- and 8-figure transactions. We use their specialized domain services because they understand domains. As the largest online licensed and audited escrow operator, Escrow.com is fast, secure, and accountable with workflows built specifically for domains. Whether you're buying your first domain or closing million-dollar deals, they protect buyers and sellers around the world from fraud while ensuring smooth transfers. Escrow.com, domain deals done right. And also, big shout-out to DNX.com. DNX is your go-to domain intelligence platform featuring all-in-one search results from the top marketplaces, including GoDaddy, Cedo, and Atom. DNX is the most advanced way to find and acquire your domain name, so go to DNX.com and get your domain. And also, big shout-out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. And with that, we're going to get moving because it's time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, and I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Sherpa short. It's usually where we pick a domain topic or article or some things, a discussion to get into, and we dig into it for a little bit. Today's show features Drew and Chris, part of the Media Options squad, to focus on the domain space, a little bit from the end user lens, a bit from the number one domain brokerage in the world, give you guys some insights and thoughts and just sort of what we think about different things. We got a couple of different topics that we want to dig into. It is our first Sherpa short of 2026. So we'll talk a little bit about a 2025 wrap up, a little 2026 forecast, get into some things, some trends, some current events, some market stuff, and just see where it goes. So looking forward to today. Let me go ahead and go around the horn and do a quick intro of the crew. Over to my left, we got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. Greybeard, the domain pirate in the building. What's going on, man?
Man, I am I'm doing a little fast this week, so I got to be honest, I'm pretty low energy, and I'm tired, and I'm hungry, and I'm angry. Outside of that, all good. You know what I'm saying? We had a hell of a start to the year. Domain sales are popping off. Looks like it's going to be a great 2026. Yeah. And a minimum is going to be a great January. Yeah, and great. That's it, man. That's it. Mm-hmm. You know?
All right.
Head down, focused. I encourage everybody to do the same, because if you don't stay focused, it's going to be real easy to get distracted. And I'm telling you, you take your eyes off the road this year, you're going to hit a tree. For sure. For sure.
I think that is That's a great one.
Head down, eyes on the road, focus. That's the name of the game for the year. Because it's going to be infinite matters of distraction. Infinite. Yeah. They are going to be throwing curveballs at you, left, right, down, up. You won't even know where you are, who you are, and that's the idea. And so basically, head down, get that bag, work hard, you know, that's it.
Get the bag. I think that's
get the bag.
Get the bag. I'm with it, man. I like it. And all right, well, let me continue to go around the horn. Last but not least, below us, we got my boy Chris Zeiker, a.k.a. Zeiker's Island, a.k.a. World War Z, a.k.a. The Brand Whisperer, a.k.a. Zeke Tyson. Pop, pop, pop. Little punch out, baby. Let's get him. What's going on, man? How are you?
Yeah, no, I agree with Drew. I mean, stay focused. But I think it's easier because everything's fake today. It's like fake, you know. Been diving into AI, super humbling, but also very exciting to see possibilities and still the roadblocks of AI. So excited to talk about that today.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Well, that's obviously going to be a big part of, you know, obviously it was an enormous factor and trend in 2024, 2025, 2026 doesn't appear to be any different. You know, most recently, Claude, you know, just dropped their new UX to make it even easier to, you know, vibe code and create apps and tools. And, you know, and I think less and less the coding aspect of it is, you know, initially it seemed like, all right, well, you at least have to have some idea of how to code in order to really, you know, manipulate and use these tools now. Cause it's kind of like there seemed to be sort of two sort of paths with AI as far as using it, right? It was like, you know, the ChatGPT Grok use, kind of like people just using it as a glorified search engine, right? And, you know, that's everybody, my kids, like, hey, you want to ask a question, you don't go to Google now, you go to ChatGPT, right? And, and then you have the other side, which is, okay, the folks that actually can code and can build can now do that at a much higher level where, you know, what used to take teams and teams of devs and experts now, you know, can be done with one person and, you know, in some of these different tools. So, you know, but I think that now is going to start. It seems like that's converging to where the better the tooling gets, the less that you need to be technical. And again, we're seeing it with this new Claude release. And yeah, shit's crazy. It's a brave new world. And so let's talk about that. I mean, Chris, I know you've been diving into a lot of different stuff lately with some of what we do with our outbound and, you know, lead sourcing and other things. And what's good, man?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because I think, well, I'll go back to, I listened to podcast with Lenny. It's like Lenny's podcast with the founder of Saster. And I would really encourage everyone to listen to that podcast. That it did a really good job. First thing was like, A, you have to be in AI 1 to 2 hours a day to stay ahead, to like train your agents, you know, and just to be like in the ecosystem. But he said two things that I was like, it just connected with me because it was like, it was what I was saying. And I believe so the first thing is that there's never been a bigger influx of companies coming on the market across all verticals, right? You've got legal, you know, AI, health AI, sales AI, you know what I mean? Like you got an AI for everything, right? Now you have, I looked it up and like, you know, there's thousands of apps now coming on to the app store, which should terrify all of us because I don't think any of these guys have security set on the back end. Completely different discussion with your data getting hacked. But so he said, like, there's this massive just like push. And then he said, he was talking to founders of companies, and he was talking about how he basically replaced, he's got this table of like eight, you know, like fake faces, and it's like his AI agents, you know, that he's training. And he said most of these companies don't have any sales, right? And they don't have any real marketers. Okay. It was strictly, like you said, a couple of guys got together, they're coders, they're tech, right? They put it all into, you know, they built this system, but they don't understand the branding and the marketing. And where that connected with me is like, I see it, you see it on their domains, right? Cause I'm like sitting here questioning, hey, I got seven dimensions, right? The seven dimensions are global positioning, industry positioning, branding, marketing, SEO, email/site security, and the ability to scale. And it's like, hey, does this, like, I'm looking at my seven dimensions saying, does it still apply? And the reality is 100%, it still applies. It's just that they're, you know, pushing a lot of, you know, marketing behind. The companies that were first to scale, they have, you know, they were just first, and so they got adopted, right? So the share positioning is starting to take place now. But they don't have like a marketing team. And I see this with the companies that we talk to, right? Like they'll call us, hey, Chris, looking for a brand. And they'll give us these brands. And I'm like, well, hey, that's like a misspelling. Like if you're going to spend and you're going to rebrand, like try to get something that's not going to be confusing. with another, like they'll leave out the C or the E or the K, right? Whatever, right? I mean, you can just, you know, think about how that works. And that goes back to, you know, this global positioning that you have to, when you announce your brand, you're always having to be in a negative light. Hey, you know, this is why clothes.com or oncarrot.com rebranded to carrot.com. If you go back and look at their interview, really good interview, he said, yeah, 50% of people thought we were like On Carrot, that was our brand, and not Carrot, right? On Carrot was just our domain name. And so there's confusion. So I think that's going to be the trend we're going to see in, like, the ones that actually make it will have to pivot, and they'll have to, like, think about branding and marketing because they're creating confusion. And they're relying, I'll make one more point here. They're relying on direct response marketing, right? So you go to X, you see like the bots out there. You can just see it in the feed. It's like, hey, you know, you're using ChatGPT wrong. You're using this thing wrong, right? And so what they're doing is they're selling on like their brand, like they've all copycatted each other.
Yeah.
It's like a copycat marketing of FOMO, you're missing out. It's a negative.
It's exactly what we've said. We've always said, right? All of that stuff, the marketing, the development, the design, it's all going to be a commodity.
Yeah. That's another point. My point is that this marketing is not going to last, because today it's like, if you go online, like you're seeing this tool and this tool and I'm missing out here. And so it creates this helplessness to most people, right? You get into a tool and you're like, well, is this the right tool to use? Should I use something else? And the compounding effect of all of these, you know, they're using like, you know, bots and influencers to get their messaging out, this direct response marketing. I think it only lasts so long before, you know, like people are just massively confused and they just go back to to Claude, right? Claude has this new tool today and it's like, I got to pick one.
Yeah.
So I think we're at an interesting point. I think, you know, we saw last year, there were so many companies coming in. They had no idea of branding and marketing. They just chose a domain name. And now I think this year is going to be the oh shit moment where they're like, okay, I can't scale. Like, listen, we're pumping, you know, extra in and my multiple back on my marketing is not working. What did we do? And they're going to have to rethink the path to their brand because they've created confusion. And a great example, last point, Tribe. I saw this on Raising Fi handle LinkedIn. I'm sorry, X. It was TRYB.BE, right? Versus Tribe. How do you communicate that? It's like, hey, we're Tribe, you know, are we Tribe or are we Tribe.BE, you know? And so like when you share that in the share, you know, in memory, you're saying, well, you're Tribe, you're going to go to Tribe.com, you're going to Tribe.AI. I don't know. You know, how many different tribes are out there? They've lost the global positioning for that. And I think they've even lost the initial position when you rack it up against other. One more point. Security is going to be the biggest thing this year. And I think that people are going to, and this is going to be the biggest thing to all these different apps is like, if like they have not, I think there's so many back holes in security.
Yeah. Well, so real quick, because you threw a lot out there. So I just want to unpack a couple of those things so that we can kind of talk about them. Okay. You know, I think a lot of this plays back to what Drew has been saying, the drum that he's been banging forever about .ai domains, for example, right? And, you know, talking about how if you have consolidation into the big boys, right? And as those get better, bigger, and more comprehensive, right?
So reason for like, consolidation is that none of these companies have any competitive advantage whatsoever. None. And so I don't know who y'all are going to sell your .ai domains to, your overpriced .ai domains. Like, good luck. Because literally, with the launch of Claude Cowork today, I have to believe that at least 1,000 startups in the AI space right now, in the SaaS and the AI space, they just became obsolete. Many of them don't know it yet. Give them a couple months. Within 12 months, at least 1,000 companies today will have been the day they died.
Yeah,
at least 1,000. And it's probably more. And then, you know, so now you're going to have Grok launch some feature and then Gemini launch some feature and ChatGPT launch. And so, and it's like with each one of those launches, another 1,000 companies goes to die. And so, I don't know. I think that there's going to be a lot of new company development, but it's not going to be, you know, the new AI to put a smiley face on your dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just all these little AI tools. They're launching a little AI tool for every little thing. All of that is a zero. Literally, I swear to you, it is a zero. I literally, there's very few things other than death and taxes that I'm more sure about than that, like, literally 95% of all of the companies in the SaaS space and in the AI space today, they all go to zero in the next 3 years. And
well, they're all rappers.
Go to zero in the next 12.
Yeah, because they're all rappers. They're just rappers.
And they're just going to be a feature set. The name of the game for the next year, a couple of years, is consolidation and death for all these smaller AI. And when I say smaller, I mean, they raised $10 million. That's, you know, relatively small these days. And so, like, all those companies, all those, let's say, mid-market SaaS and AI businesses, they are dead. They're gone. And there's not new ones that are going to replace them to come and buy your AI domains. They're freaking dead. I don't know why people don't get this. Like, they're all just going to be a feature of an agentic LLM. That's it. End of story. Gemini, what they just launched, you're dead. Like, Cowork from Claude, you're dead. Like, what is it you're doing that has any value in the software and AI space that can't already be done by one of these LLMs? Give it 12 months, and then what? Then who are you? You're nobody. You're dead. So I think that the whole world is going to move back. Where we're going to see massive business creation is in the world of moving atoms, right? It's what Elon has been saying. It's like, the only thing that these LLMs can't do, the only thing that a robot with an LLM brain can't do, is harness atoms. That's it. So shovel dirt, build things, you know, build things in a factory, infrastructure, resources, agriculture, you know, biotech and medicine and health. These are going to be booming because they're going to be AI assisted. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of company creation. It's not going to be in the freaking SaaS space. It's not going to be, nobody needs their 98th SaaS subscription for $10 a month. Nobody needs to go build the next, you know, whatever AI googly goo bullshit app that's out there. It's not needed.
Yeah.
It's not needed. I mean, Grok can already do that.
I'm just envisioning, like, you're a restaurant, right? You've got POS data on your dishes, right? It's going to integrate with Claude. It's going to integrate with something. It's going to tell you, hey, here's your top dishes. Here's what they order. Here's your top customers, right? So, I mean, like.
But that's not going to be some new AI company that does that. That's going to be the company that already provides you with a point of sale system. And that point of sale system will now be AI assisted, and it will improve the bottom line for their customers. And that company will do better. But it's not, you know, that's a point of sale company. They're coming in, they're delivering you a piece of hardware that has software that allows you to run your business.
Right.
But they don't need.
The
waiter doesn't need an app on their phone to better suggest meals to their client. Like, none of this bullshit that's out there is needed. None of it.
Okay, so I'll interpret that in a different lens. Okay, what you just said. Is the trend your friend, right? You had this opportunity with this explosion of things coming down. How many people left a lot of money on the table because they just, you know, you look at all these trends, they're all kind of similar, you know, it pops and everyone's scrambling to figure their space out. Mm-hmm. The share positions take, in this case, you know, the share positions are being defined even stronger as the big guys roll out the same tech, you know. So if you missed it, right, you might have had your top offer and you held out. I mean, maybe you missed it, right? I mean, you very well could have missed the top offer you receive in your domain. Because I do think this next trend, we're going to be coming down here into share positions take hold, and there's not going to be as many new startups coming down.
Yeah, and I think so. To talk kind of this piggyback a couple of points here real quick, you know, to Drew's point, right, like, how many subscriptions you're going to need, right? At some point, people will pick their LLM that's their favorite, And the feature set is going to be so robust that it literally will do everything, whether you're a law firm, whether you're a doctor's office. You know, there may be some specific companies that, you know, can find a, you know, their niche to where they can really, you know, but it'll be adding on to something that's has sort of like a real world application that's actually useful for your life, for your business, what have you. I mean, shit, like some of the AI things now are actually literally set up to help you cancel your subscriptions. You know what I'm saying? I see these ads coming across all the time that are like, hey, like our system will like, will go in and tell you what you're paying every month on subscriptions and you can cancel right
now. That's going to be the biggest boom in AI. It's going to be the AIs that come in and cancel all your other AI subscriptions.
Exactly. And it's literally, it's happening. There's like that. Look, I think
we're
going to
have exactly what I laid out on Twitter the other day, a couple days ago, which is a barbell. Okay, Alan Shiflett at GoDaddy, shout out my boy Alan, you know, asked me what my perspective was. And I said, what we're going to have, he said, what, you know, all these inferences I was making about AI, what does it mean for domains? And what I believe is going to happen, and I think the evidence is already clear, is that you're going to have a barbell, okay? And the barbell is this. A barbell just means that you've got two extremes and very little in the middle, okay? So on one end of the barbell, you're going to have, you know, these, I say ultra premium domains, but it doesn't just say have to be an ultra premium domain. And it's going to be difficult to, you know, it's going to basically be like a bingo card, right? But really good domain names are going to have to pass the radio test. The radio test is going to be more important than ever. They're going to have to make sense. They're going to have to be, you know, positive connotation, just great, easy to spell, easy to say, you know, able to spread through word of mouth marketing. These types of brands, the 4-letter, 5-letter, 6-letter, one word.coms, 2-letter.coms, 3-letter.com. These great assets, many of them are going to become essentially priceless, because what we're going to see is asset inflation on a scale of which we can't, literally human beings aren't even capable of imagining what the next 10 years is going to look like, because it's going to be so exponential. And so you're going to have this massive asset inflation on that end of the barbell, okay, where you will see a $1 billion domain sale. You will see these. It'll be normal that a really good oneword.com sells for $10 million. But it's not going to be that all of them are selling for that. It's going to be, you know, you're going to have it on your bingo card. And so that's going to be one end of the barbell. The other end of the barbell is going to be all the stuff that all y'all are buying every day on GoDaddy, you know, drops and, you know, just your average run-of-the-mill names. Unfortunately, I think it's just a commodity. It's going to all be, you know, you're going to be carrying a heavy bag with a lot of renewals and less buyers. And so I think that, I don't know, like I think, you know, domain brand is going to be everything for companies that want to break out, but then it's going to be hard to break out. And so there's going to be a lot, you know, I don't know. Like, I think that you've got, you're extremely valuable, and then you got everything else that's going to be worth a couple grand at best. Mm. And so I think you're going to have a lot of some real low-end sales, and you're going to have some really high-end sales. They're going to make what we think of as extremely valuable, expensive, whatever you want us to call it today. It's going to look like pigeon feed. But
or pigeon shit, as Lee Schwartz would say.
I think that there's going to be very little in the middle. I really do.
Yeah, I think that's
now. That's not tomorrow. That's where we're heading. That's 3 years from now, 5 years from now. But that you—that's where you want to be looking, and then you want to build your portfolio or adjust your portfolio accordingly. Yeah. But in terms of, you know, what's going to make a great domain? Better pass the radio test. Better be easy to communicate. You know what I mean? Like, and it better stand out. We were talking before the show started with, you know, some new company that launched, you mentioned it briefly, Chris, with their you know,
Go CloudForce.
Go CloudForce, right? You know, some company, they just raised, how much money they raised? A ton of money.
I think it was like 10 million.
Yeah. And it's like, what a horrible brand decision. I mean, literally like on every possible level, it's a terrible brand decision. So first and foremost, they're Go CloudForce, okay? Already losing. Second, they have no path to upgrading their domain because Salesforce already owns cloudforce.com. Yeah. And so they have no path to upgrading to their actual brand.com. Third, even if they could get cloudforce.com, it would still, everything I've already said would stand true. Because you have Salesforce already has kind of dominated that namespace, right? And you've got Cloudflare on the other side, right? So you've got Cloudflare, which has already carved out a really global namespace around Cloudflare, and you've got Salesforce that has already carved out a global, you know, brand and namespace around Salesforce. And you take cloud and force together, and it's like, you don't make something beautiful. You make a clusterfuck of two of the largest IT brands in the world. And so it's just a terrible, terrible branding decision where you basically lose headspace, lose, you know, your brand landscape to two of the largest players in the world, and you don't accomplish anything. And then, you know, of course, come back to the fact that they'll just never own cloudforce.com. And so there's that. But yeah, terrible branding. And so what you're trying to do is do the opposite of that. In this landscape going forward, you need, you know, short, easy to spell, easy to remember, positive, you know, all the things that have always been a great domain. It's just that I think you had more leeway to make mistakes before, and going forward, I think you're not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, two things come to my mind. Number one is email security, right? It's like, the confidence you make it, like, you know, it can work for a while when you're starting up, but yeah, I mean, in this case, you're going to get emails sent to CloudForce, right? I don't know. Do they even own that? I don't know if they own that or not.
When I see CloudForce, all I think about is Salesforce or CloudForce.
Yeah. So,
I only think about CloudForce or Salesforce.
Yeah. Are they owned by Salesforce? I mean, so you have email, you have site security, you have, and then you come back to global positioning, right? It's like they're, global positioning would be how many other brands are called that. Drew, you just hit that on the head, right? In this case, there's like multiple brands, very similar, creating confusion. But these other brands, it's like, you know, I check Raising File all the time, and I look, okay, Williamson.com, right? And he sees like this massive company, and they're going head to head with that same brand and that massive company. And the consumer can only handle so many brands with that same name, right? And then it gets confused. You know, in some cases, you know, like with the .ai, if they, that your domain then becomes whatever .ai. And if you don't own the whatever AI.com, now you can create more confusion. So email security is going to be, I mean, the fundamentals still take place. I think what happened is that the driver was the tech guys driving the decision. And there's some tech guys that got it right, right? I mean, some got it like really right. Off the top of my head, I can't think of the examples, but I mean, they bought some great domains and leveraged that and, you know, created just a simple path for their customers.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, what CloudForce is, you know, they're a Microsoft, effectively like a Microsoft partner, you know, named the Microsoft Partner of the Year. Microsoft is one of the investors to accelerate, you know, AI research is part of what these guys do. So it's just interesting to me that was sort of what, you know, that was the brand they picked, and they decided to continue to go all in on it. And because it's not like these guys don't have a little bit of momentum, right? They got some movement. So it's just interesting to see how that will shake out. But, you know, when you think about, you know, bringing in millions and millions of dollars and, you know, clearly like some, you know, deficiencies in the brand, I think that's, you know, that's messy. You know, speaking of messy, I think a big part of what, you know, we're going to see going forward is, you guys kind of mentioned it, there's just a lot of noise, right? So how do you cut through the noise? And you cut through the noise with a great brand and, you know, and curation and all that kind of stuff. And like being able to get to, you know, the minds of consumers and potential customers, potential partners and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's twofold. One, you have to be able to sort of stand out so that people can, you know, learn and know and find you. The other piece, Chris, you mentioned, which I actually think is just as big, is this idea of security. You know, almost like with all these LLMs, right? It's like all these different, you know, you got creating apps. It's like, are you going to give them access to your email and stuff like that? I mean, people are going to ultimately settle in on the companies that not only do they know, but that they trust. And, you know, trust, you know, especially when you're talking about data and again, personal security and information and all that kind of stuff. It's like, going to consolidate with the big boys that can actually manage that stuff at a high level to, you know, make sure that that kind of stuff is protected. So, you know, a lot of different sort of pieces to this, I think. And yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out. So kind of further along the lines of the domain piece, you know, so where can you use AI to your advantage when it comes to domains? As a separate question.
That's a loaded question. What do you mean?
Well, I just mean, so, all right, let's set aside the whole thing.
It's very effective at doing end user research, for example. It's very effective at, you know, I've used it recently. For example, I generally never been a fan of like hand regs, but like there was a few sort of, let's say, moonshot technologies and moonshot areas that I wanted to have some domain exposure in. And so I, you know, created like a really thorough prompt and I plugged it into Grok and I asked to spit out, you know, the 100 best domain name recommendations it could think of that would, you know, with a combination of like, you know, I don't remember exactly, but it was something like, you know, give me the 25 best, you know, sort of brandables in the space, 25 best exact match keywords in the space, 25 best, you know, sort of whatever. There's like three or four different categories. And it spit it out, blah, 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 blah. And I plugged it into GoDaddy's bulk search. You know, from the 100, I think there was like almost 30 available for registration. I hand reg those. There was a couple that I went into dnx.com and that were available as, you know, in the aftermarket. And I bought, I don't know, three of them, I think, four of them. In the aftermarket, and you know, and then the rest were either already in use or they were too expensive to buy, you know, as an investor. So, you know, I'm using it in a lot of different ways, but mostly I'm using it in research as it pertains to, you know, domains.
What about you, Chris?
Chris is, you know, much deeper.
And you don't have to give up all the secret sauce. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, so I would say, you know, so this is with the domain investor lens, right, JT? That's what you're...
I think so. Yeah. I mean, because we talked a lot about just sort of like branding and companies and domain names and the, you know, sort of how, you know, Drew went into the whole barbell piece and I kind of felt like, all right, well, you know, and we talked a lot about a lot of different things, right? So trying to not only center it, but then also kind of divert it a little bit here with some domain talk to further sort of... Or the domain investors, the, you know, some of the brand folks out there, like, you know, where can you get value using some of the tools for a domain purpose, you know, something domain related?
Right. I mean, Drew hit, you know, looking at what's trending, you know, I mean, you could pop sales into, I mean, you could take name buy and it'll pop it into, you know, say, hey, what's the trends, right? I mean, there's a lot of things you can do with the right prompts and going deeper. Obviously, it's going to have hallucinations. It's going to give you back some slop. So you got to make sure that's well. But I mean, I think it can help really you personally, and this personal helps you with your sales, right? So it's like getting your messaging down, getting, you know, negotiating, right? Pop your negotiations into AI and see what it spits back to you, right? Mm-hmm. You know, look for clues there. I mean, it really depends on what kind of domain you have. You have it on like a, you know, GoDaddy, you're just getting an offer, right? That's a little different. But I think the arbitrage situation is going to be reduced because, you know, most people in the past, right, you would get an offer in your domain, be like, okay, you know, you would just look at that offer. Now you type it into, you know, AI and you're like, hey, what's this worth, right? It's $1 million, you know? So, I mean, I'm using it on a personal standpoint to hone my messaging, to hone my negotiations, I'm looking at Drew here to do longer emails to Drew, you know, and make sure they're not short sentences, you know, and communicating better. But I think that's a good thing. But I would use this caveat because I see a lot of AI emails coming in and they're absolutely horrible, right? You can see it in the very beginning because you don't understand the fundamentals of, like, you know, the value and how to talk. So, you know, if you're going to just default strictly to AI in your messaging, I think you're going to, it just looks like AI. It just slop. It's just words upon words upon words. I can't give you any specific examples, but you see it, you know, it's like the same template. Hey, Chris, you know, I want to present you this category defining premium domain name. And here's the reasons why I think it's great, right? the template. But I would say go deeper than that, Rick. Really understand and study. I mean, it allows you to go deeper with your marketing, deeper with your understanding. So I think from a personal standpoint, you can use it to just, you know, look at what sold and find trends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm using that to find, you know, companies for our domains we're selling.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. You know, interestingly too, you talk about AI slop, right? Have you guys seen Search Hounds, the Search Hounds thing?
Yeah, what's up with that? So I don't think that that's a GoDaddy product, but
I haven't seen it, JT.
So there's a lot of domains that I'd never seen Search Hounds before in my life. And then in the last couple months, a lot of domains I look up, I end up landing on a Search Hounds, you know, landing page. The domain will forward to a Search Hounds, you know, landing page.
Yeah.
And at first I thought it was just like some portfolio. I don't know if it's some parking business. Maybe it's a GoDaddy product. Maybe they're just directing all their traffic into one funnel. I don't know what's going on, but it just seems like a weird brand for GoDaddy to have used, and there's no GoDaddy branding around it, which would be weird. I don't know what's going on there, but it is strange.
I put the link in the chat, and I think it is a GoDaddy thing. I mean, there is so big shout out to Theo, by the way, at Domain Gang.
Theo's article didn't sell it on for me.
But anyway, big shout out to Theo. He did put it in an article talking about, and he did a little bit of digging because of this. Yeah. You know,
we love Theo, even if he's Greek.
Well, I've seen that. I think I've seen that on my domain. I only have a couple, so and I didn't.
Yes.
I signed up for the damn thing. You know,
well, it's almost as if they've created sort of this like search directory AI driven thing that's kind of goes beyond just a lander to try to build sort of some kind of. I don't know if it's to make names more attractive or if it's something, you know, I don't know if it's something they're testing. I mean, we'll be at the ICA meeting next week. It's definitely something I'll talk to the guys about.
But yeah,
I'm curious, you'll come up with an answer
on that. You're fired. No pressure.
But it's interesting because I think it even shows then if this is, you know, because if you go to the privacy policy on Search Hounds, it is actually a GoDaddy privacy policy. So it's like, so I think it's a very interesting type of deal. And again, it's almost like created this AI driven search directory for, you know, domains that fall into certain categories and, you know, in certain, you know, verticals, food and dining, shopping, insurance, that kind of thing. You know, discover curated resources across multiple domains, right? Mm-hmm. And, and it's almost like there are all these blog articles and, you know, and then that leads to, you know, almost like affiliate links and, you know, people's domain names that, you know, they otherwise may either have parked or, you know, not resolving somewhere else. And, you know, they're starting to like sort of flow into this. And so it almost looks like it's some kind of a project where somebody was tasked with, hey, let's vibe code, you know, a domain curation directory type thing with some info, you know, some information again, all sort of, but it seems very like when you talk AI slop in domains, this seems like what you would, you know, this would basically fit as like, well, give me an example, right? And it's like, this is that. So I'm very curious to understand like, you know, how it sort of developed, who's really behind it. Is it actually working? And, you know, is this kind of what we're going to start to see from companies and investors and domain owners in general that are trying to sell domains to like, you know, sort of build them out some, you know, I know Monty Khan and he's got his partner doing some stuff, being able to take domains and put them into the system that then create websites that, you know, it's almost like build without building as a way to maybe provide value, traffic, you know, those kinds of things. I think everybody in this space is going to figure out, you know, how can you, this goes to what I was just saying about, you know, asking you guys specifically a little bit around what are some of the things you're doing with AI and domains and what are some things that maybe domain investors can think about using AI for, because it's interesting to see as people are trying to use it to figure out what their angles are, right? And how to make it work for them and, you know, for their domain names. And because I think for a lot of folks, it's, you know, they're either trying to buy more domains, sell more domains, whatever it is, you know, is this ultimately going to help do that? And, you know, it's I think an interesting kind of thing. So, you know, but again, big shout out to Theo, because he did. I do think his article, to me, I was persuaded. You know, I think he's honest.
You're easily persuaded, dog.
Oh man! All right. Well, cool.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker, specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
I'm just saying, just something to think about. I think it's an interesting topic. You know, we don't have a whole lot of information, so not a ton for us to talk about it. But I do think it's an interesting thing. I saw a Reddit thread about it.
I mean, look, any movement right now in the parking space is interesting to watch, just because I think there's a lot of people that are looking for a solution.
Yeah.
I mean, I also mentioned this on X the other day. Like, the moment that somebody comes up with a new way where we get back to like 2006, 2008 type of parking earnings on our domain names, guys, you don't understand what that means for value. Like, domain names are finally, I like to think, you know, somewhat to my own credit, with through some of my efforts with Rally Road and with other things that we've done. You know, expanding beyond our little echo chamber in the domain name investment world into an asset class. We're not there yet, but we are recognized. Okay. There's attention. Very smart people, the people with the biggest pocketbooks in the world, are paying attention. We're no longer pushing a rock uphill to explain why is a domain name worth what it's worth. They just don't want to pay, but they know that it's worth the money. And that's a different conversation than it used to be. Mm-hmm. And so the moment that these things turn into cash flow assets, what they used to be, guys, you don't understand. It's not like go back to the multiples we used to have before. It's good night. These things become some of the most valuable assets on planet Earth. No hyperbole. That's cold, hard facts. You turn a domain name that costs $9, $10 a year to keep it, you turn that into a cash flowing asset. This is, you know, that's when we see the next big leg up. That's when domain names go, you know, completely parabolic in value. So, you know, I think that it's exciting for people to be playing with that. And I hope somebody does figure out a monetization solution. You know, I kind of believe that it's going to be something related to leasing or, you know, short-term monetization, short-term utility. Or even just like defensive leasing, like, okay, you know, I kind of like it. I'd like to buy it, but I don't really want to buy it. But, you know, okay, just forward it to my webpage so it's not creating confusion in the marketplace. You know, just do a URL forward. I won't use your email. I won't use it. I'm not going to put a website on it, right? So that de-risks the transaction for the domain owner, as opposed to a lease where they're actually utilizing the domain. Just URL forwarding the domain on a, you know, a directed, targeted basis. I think that could be really interesting. Different forms of that have been tried. But I think if that could be executed at scale, I think it could be really interesting. I think that it could pay. You know, the problem is just how do you get the reach, right? Because you got to be able to get out to these individual companies and, number one, notify them that this opportunity even exists. Number two, notify them and inform them, educate them of why this even makes sense for them, you know, from a security standpoint, from a brand confusion standpoint, from a traffic monetization standpoint, from a, you know, intent standpoint, all sorts of different things, shortcuts, you know, all there's a bunch of different reasons. And then let the market determine what this traffic's worth, what that sort of redirect in and of itself without traffic is worth. And, you know, brand clarity, all the things I just mentioned as reasons to look at it, what are those things worth? And then, you know, figure out where the price settles. But I think that there's a lot of value there being left on the table. I think that's probably where parking could evolve to. But whoever does solve that problem is going to make a lot of money. And all the people who are holding portfolios of valuable domains, particularly the ones that have a lot of traffic and are great brands, you know, they're going to make a lot of money too. So
no, I think that's
interesting to see what's going on with that search hounds, just because I don't know. It doesn't appear to me they're doing anything unique or different, but other than consolidating all the traffic into one domain, which, as far as I know, used to not be allowed. Nat Cohen used to be doing that. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what you come back with.
Yeah. So definitely going to be curious to see how that, you know, some of that conversation shakes out and just get a little bit of insight and see what's good. And yeah, but I think you're right. I mean, I think trend wise, you know, domain parking is effectively, you know, evaporated. And being able to crack the code and solve how do you take advantage of domain traffic, not just selling to end users? Because I think that's the way the space is kind of now sort of evolved, right? Where parking was such a huge part of domain value. It drove the value of certain types of domains. And then as parking has disappeared, now it's like we've really become a very end user focused, you know, value or driving the value of domain names, right? It's all about the end users now. And if you can further supplement the value of domains by bringing some sort of parking type of element back into the mix, then, you know, obviously that gets really, really exciting for domains and domain value. So we'll see, you know, all part of the trends, you know, we'll see, is the trend your friend, you know, like, well, I guess it depends on the trend. All right. Well, we've
got who you are.
Well, and it depends on what names you have.
You got a big old bag of .ai domains. This trend is not going to be your friend, but you know, look, everybody thinks that it's the opposite. Everybody thinks like, oh, AI, you know, this is the best part. Even smart people, I'm gonna call you out, Slavic. Okay. Ooh, call me out like, oh, you're an AI hater. You're one of these doom and gloomers. You don't think AI. What are you talking about? At no point have I ever stated that I don't think AI is real or I don't think AI is going to be a boom. I probably think AI is going to be more important and bigger than most of you. I can't overemphasize how important I think AI is going to be to the global economy in every facet of it. In no way whatsoever does that correlate with the value of .ai domain names or the number of companies that are going to want to buy them. Only in this first stage, and for sure, I left a ton of money on the table by not diving into that market, but I'm also not still holding some big old bag of domains that I'm never going to sell. And so these are two different things. I'm a fundamental believer in the future of AI and its importance, even if I don't like it, which I don't, but I do believe. And I fundamentally believe it'll be integrated to every aspect of our lives, like it or not. But I do not believe that we're going to have 1 billion AI companies that all need a .ai domain name. I think that we're going to have, if you look forward 5 years, there's like 5, 10, 20 meaningful AI companies. Like, that's it. Because everything else is just a feature of one of those. And then you've got lots of other companies that are being growing and being made more innovative and more efficient and better at what they do because of AI. But in no way did those companies need to have .ai because it's just redundant. Yeah. Every company will be using AI. Every company will be affected by AI. Every company will integrate it in some way or another. But that doesn't mean they're going to be an AI company. Just in the same way that, I don't know, I use a laptop every day. I'm not a laptop company. I'm a domain broker, right? And every other domain broker just like me, they also use a laptop. And they also use an internet connection. And they also use the internet. And they, you know what I mean? Like, we also use Zoom. And we all use, you know, whatever software. But in no way do those things define what my company is. They're just tools that I use. And that's what AI is. It's a tool. And it'll be integrated. And there'll be companies that build those tools. And maybe for some of them, like XAI, it makes sense to have a .ai. But in no way whatsoever are you going to convince me that any of the companies that are using those tools need to be a .ai, right? So well, yeah, anyways.
We've helped plenty of companies also get and sell their .ai domains.
Yeah, and I'm super happy to help people go get their .ai, right? And even sell a few. But
I think it goes beyond just the .ai. It's these weird brands that are on .ai with the dash.
Yeah. But that's a story as old as time, right? People have been buying this shit forever.
But I think there's two points, right? I mean, I remember when there was like the 00 craze, right? It's like everyone's doing 00s, you know, and like, you know, it's almost like they just.
What's that? You mean like a Google and a Yahoo?
Right. They were doing, with the. Like Shopify, right? I think it was like IFI, right? The trends that they went through. I think with this trend, there was just so many companies coming out, and a lot of them were all tech people. They just didn't have the knowledge of domains. And so they just followed along with that trend. They saw, hey, these other 20 companies launched on this. Let me just do this. And so they were just looking for options. But the fundamentals of my thesis, your domain name equals your brand equity, right? It's this thought of trust. And so the fundamentals haven't changed. You have to create a simple and effortless path for your customer. And I don't, I mean, are we going to see another explosion of that in the future, Drew? That's the question. I don't think so. I mean, we could. So if you're a domain investor, like leverage the trend while you have it. And, you know,
how many times have I said on the show, sell into the wave?
Yeah.
Always sell into the wave. Otherwise, that wave is going to crush your skull on the beach.
Well, and I think it's interesting because I think also a lot of these startups, right, they didn't have a whole lot of money. So, you know, they see, hey, somebody did an XYZ domain. Somebody does an .ai domain.
It's
somebody,
available. Yeah, it's like, okay, this one's available.
You know, and I think that all just goes back to, like, you could literally go back to hundreds of shows that we've done on Domain Sherpa alone to understand about just alternate extensions and sort of like, you know, the reasons that you would maybe do that, but also the reasons why in the long term, it's not the best answer for your brand. Right. So, and you guys do not think those principles have changed. Am I right?
I've thought about this. I don't see how they have. I mean, like I've got my seven dimensions and I'm always trying to balance things up against it. I think it's just, you know, yeah. I remember when I was selling to Target, I was with Timex and, we like someone, a marketer came in, they tried to rebrand to X. Actually, they tried to rebrand to, I think it was like an X.com, Drew. Okay. So, like, this is before it was like a big X, you know, for Time X, right? And the Target executive is like, listen, I get what you're trying to do, but that takes so much money to rebrand, so much money to have your customers come in. I don't know where I was going with that statement. Oh, other than the fundamentals of branding, right? They have not changed. And so, you know, I've tried to look at it personally to say, hey, am I wrong? Can I add something else? Can I take something else off my frames? And I just don't see how they do. I mean, a simple and effortless path for your customers, your site security, your email security. I don't think that changes. I don't see how it changes.
Yeah. No, dude, man, I'm with it, man. I think that's like, that's very core. And all right, well, look, we've got about 5 more minutes. So, you know, 2025 was a very good year. You know, it was a crazy year, but it was a good year for us. 2026 has started off with a bang. You know, we've got a lot of really great deals that we're closing and have in the works and all that kind of stuff. And, anything else? I mean, I know Drew, you touched a little bit on, you know, on the show last week, about 2026 and stuff, but Chris, what about you as far as what are you looking forward to in the new year? How you feeling in general? And, you know, you have any other thoughts as we kind of wrap up and close up shop here?
I mean, really, I'm looking forward to just integrating AI and everything I do. I mean, I'm going deep into this. I may even have an avatar at some point, skinnier avatar, you know,
okay,
like, let's go. Good, Chris. You know, I think from a branding, from messaging, from your thought, from strategy, AI is going to be a game changer. It's going to separate people who can think strategically and think people who are just consumers and just take what it gives you. Right. So, I mean, AI, you want to create your own brain on AI. With your unique perspective and analysis of the world.
Sure.
So I'm excited about that. I mean, I haven't had this excitement in a long time, this momentum personally in a long time. So super excited about that. And that's going to, like, this thought is going to hopefully translate into more sales and acquisitions.
Yeah, I love it, man. Well, you know, I mean, and the idea too of like creating these agents, I mean, that's, you know, Rick Schwartz. I mean, we talked about this a lot last year with Betty. I mean, that's basically what he's done.
Yeah, Rick was really ahead of the curve on having a personal AI. He really was. And that is going to be key. I think not that he had a choice. The only way to do it at that time was the way that he did do it. But I think that what I don't even know what the words I want to say are. But
where
the trend will pivot is that it's going to have to be local. It has to be local. You have to control it. You're going to have to go get, you know, a Mac Mini or get something local that's high powered with a strong graphics card and that you can run one of these models locally, ideally not even connected to the internet, just a local model on a local machine that you can use as basically your right hand. That is going to be the trend. Having a super customized model that has been trained on your personal data that basically thinks the way you think, that basically is like your digital clone that sits right hand to you. But you cannot do that on these LLMs. I think for Rick doesn't care. Doesn't matter. For most people, I would say it's not a great idea to put all your personal data, all your ideas, all your health data, all this stuff into a public LLM for so many reasons. But I think that where we're going to see an enormous growth in this area is these localized, disconnected ideally, but for most people, it'll still be connected, but a localized personal LLM.
Yeah, well,
they have a couple open source.
I mean, you could do the Chinese DeepSeek. They just launched a new version, or they're about to. I know. But I spoke to a researcher, and he says that he has looked every way from Sunday to try to figure out, is this going to backdoor feeding this data back? But he says it's not. He says that these things are, it is closed. You install it on a local machine and that's it.
Just don't update it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, there's a new update.
Well, interestingly, I feel like it does open the door for needing sort of AI consultancy, though. I mean, I think knowing and understanding how to do all of these things, because when you
that's going to be a boom. That's going to be a boom. Yeah.
Because the way you guys describe this, right? Like, hey, that's not easy. Like my dad's not setting.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't going to say, I just hired a guy who is literally now my AI consultant, and I'm going to meet with him several hours a week, and we're going to build exactly what I just said. So I got a MacBook Pro back there, and we're going to just start filling it with all my data, and we're going to put the LLM on it, and we're going to build Digital Drew, and you know what I'm saying? We go superpowers out here.
Hosting the machine, baby. Let's go. But but you don't think that guy needs a .ai domain?
Trust me, that guy does not need a .ai domain. That guy doesn't want a .ai domain. He doesn't want We're good.
I'm just playing. All right, look, we covered a lot of ground. This was great, guys. Much appreciated as always. We're in interesting times, a lot of exciting things happening, a lot of very, very cool, exciting things happening for domains. But the one thing it will not be is going to be, it's not going to be boring or not interesting. But like you said, easy to be distracted, but I think it's just try to figure out, stay on mission, stay on task, and just keep doing some stuff. So, but all good. All right. Well, either you guys got anything else before we shut it down? Any parting thoughts before we go? All right.
I don't know. Perfect. 2026 is going to be the year where we discover what consciousness is. That's my prediction for 2026.
All right.
Consciousness is going to be the defining characteristic of 2026.
Okay. Well, all right. I like it. All right. Well, in the meantime, guys,
everything is going to converge. All of it.
Convergence and consciousness. Convergence and consciousness.
Science, religion, health.
Well, again,
how we are as people and the way we relate to the world and each other. We're going to have the consciousness singularity this year. That's what I believe.
Well, that sounds like a whole nother show in itself. So on that note, we're going to get.
I'm just putting it on the tape. That's all. Just want to put it on the tape.
No doubt. But again, this is great. A lot of great information here, guys. Much appreciated to the audience, guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We've got a lot of great stuff coming this year. It's going to be an exciting one. It's going to be an interesting one. But thank you all for tuning in. We say it on every show, without you, there is no us. We'll be in, this show will air sort of right in the middle of ICA. So if you are at the ICA meeting, Chris and Drew won't be there, but I will be there in person. So if anybody's got any thoughts, questions, good, bad, ugly, feedback, whatever, I'll be in the building. So please feel free to reach out, say what's up, say hello. So looking forward to that. So shout out to the ICA, looking forward to seeing everybody in Vegas. And we're looking forward to seeing Chris and Drew back on Domain Sherpa shortly. And that's about it. And we'll see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, y'all.